Assalamu alaikum, guys. If you haven't watched the show that we did, I'm here with my brother Mohammed.
How you doing?
Good job. How you doing? What's up? And we're in London, man. Look, we're driving on the right, huh?
Yes, and that's the right way to do it.
That's the right way, huh? Nas, we did a program out of the love, like we said, and there was a brother, look, he was praying, he said, five times a day. He was fasting. He was doing the rituals.
Yeah.
But you could be doing the rituals, but it can be empty, right? You haven't gotten the essence of it. So we try to reach out to him. If you haven't seen that show, go to our channel, thedeenshow.com, and look for it. It's Nas, Muslims calling him back to submission to the will of the Creator, not the creation of Islam. And then we got a response from him because we answered his questions. And what did he say?
I'm trying to remember what he actually said, but he basically made the same argument as he did before, which is that if there are so many religions, then how could, why are you putting your one as the true one? And we kind of already responded to that. And look, I don't have a problem, as I said before, we don't have, as Muslims, we don't have a problem with people making an argument. But it's just got to be a sound argument. Like, for example, he's going to get some support from non-religious people saying, okay, yeah, you know, we agree with you, etc. Just like, for example, if in a Muslim community, someone says something which is pro-Islam but is nonsensical in a sense, or it's not a valid argument, they'll get support as well, because at the end of the day, people just want to reaffirm what they believe. But the truth is, there's a difference between your subjective experience, your subjective opinion, and an argument you're trying to make. So it doesn't follow that just because there are so many different religions and we're saying one of them is true, that one is actually true. That one's actually false in your reasoning. So that was a simple reply I put forward to him. He knows we're basically trying to reach out to him, etc. And what I'm trying to say is that I think part of his message, he said that, well, he's basically saying everyone's going to hell. We never said everyone's going to hell. That's something we never said in the video. If you go back to the video, we never made that point, because Quran is clear that وَكُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. The Quran says in chapter 17 verse 15 that we weren't going to punish someone until we sent them the messenger. And all the scholars of the Quran, when they were making tafsir of this particular verse, when they were making exegesis, looking at what this verse means, said that even if someone dies upon disbelief, dies upon polytheism or atheism, whatever you want, but they have not had the message revealed to them that they're going to hellfire, that Allah will have to give them an independent test on the Day of Judgment first before they can be eligible for the hellfire or punishment, because that wouldn't be fair according to the Quran. So we're not saying everyone's going to hell and we're going to heaven. In fact, our religion is very clear that we can't even promise for us, for our own selves or for any other person, heaven. That's something that we believe is in God's judgment and control. But what we are saying is that obviously if the message has come to you and you reject it out of ignorance or arrogance or whatever it may be, then that's a different story altogether. Because the Quran also says, that in Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha, that Allah does not forgive that shirk is done with him, but he forgives whatever else to whoever he wants. And this is in chapter 4 verse 48 of the Quran. So it's saying that if you die upon this state, then that's a different story. Of course, we're presupposing here that that person has been acquainted with the message and then rejects it. So in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is there's two things. The argument doesn't make sense that he's putting forward. And number two, we don't believe in this whole we don't believe that we're the only chosen ones, etc. Our salvific understanding of religion is that if you follow the prophets, if you follow Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's the final prophet, and you follow the pure monotheism, the believing in one God and not associating partners with him, then you will be assured paradise, inshallah, so long as you are sincere.
And Nas, that's the best deal you can get in this life, that you're created, the one who created you, the one you say you believe in, and everybody else following you, that he created you for a purpose. Everything around you has a purpose, and that's to submit your will to the Creator alone and not his creation, and to do your best to live by the guidance that he sent. It's simple, it's easy, and then you get to Jannah. Otherwise, you keep following Gnosticism, you're going to go in a way that's displeasing to your Creator. And then opposite to Jannah, paradise, is the hellfire. May God Almighty protect us all from that. Yeah. Here from London with my brother, Muhammad Hijab.